Up, y'all. It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another Audio Boo movie review. Today's review is The Snitch. Yep, I'm talking about the movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson called Snitch. It actually hits theaters today. Just walked in from the crib. My experience of watching the movie was pretty damn good due to the fact that, yes, I know I had opportunities to go check out the screening of this, but I didn't want to deal with some of the knuckleheads in the movie. I didn't want to deal with anybody talking and yelling at The Rock and any of that crap. So yeah, I went to the first showing this morning, 20 people in a 400-seat theater. It was awesome. It was awesome. I loved it. But enough of that. Let's talk about the movie. Okay, so here we go. Before I even get into it, I just want to let you guys know that don't think that this movie is G.I. Joe walking tall. The Rock plays a regular dad. He doesn't open a can of whoop-ass on anybody in this movie. He's just going to the super-duper lengths to save his family. Well, to save his son, really. The movie's based on a true story. The Rock plays a dad. His son is kind of wrongfully, kind of does something stupid where a drug deal goes bad kind of thing. And in order to prevent him from going to prison, the son needs to kind of help the district attorney, I think that's what she is, Susan Sarandon plays the head honcho lawyer in this, help the undercover cops do some busts and become a snitch and do some bad stuff. And he can get his prison sentence lessened. The Rock's not having that. And eventually The Rock, after doing something I don't want to give away, finally convinces the district attorney, you know what? What if I help bust and make some drug deals? And that's what happens. So The Rock then teams up with one of his workers who happens to be an ex-con, which is played by Shane from The Walking Dead, John Bernthal. I hope I said his name right. Either way, I call him Shane from The Walking Dead. Yeah, he's in this movie. So it's really cool. There's no zombies, but he's in this movie. And Shane pretty much helps him meet the right people to kind of do some stuff. And yeah, and that's all I'm going to say about this movie. Just know it's a good movie. It's definitely worth checking out. It's definitely worth the ticket price. The Rock's in it, of course. Some of my other favorite peeps are in there. Barry Pepper, if you don't know who he is, Google him. He always plays badass dudes. Let's see. Of course, Shane from The Walking Dead's in this. Susan Sarandon. Benjamin Bratt is in this movie. He plays one of the big drug dealer cartel dudes. My heart stopped when I saw my girl Nadine Velasquez in this movie. Oh my God, she's so hot! And she plays the wife of The Rock. There's action in the movie. It's got a really good story, you know, just know, heads up, it's not The Rock whooping ass. I just want to tell you that. If you're looking for a good movie, a good story, you know, family, how far would you go for your son, your daughter, your family, this is the movie for you, all right? The only complaint I had about this movie is I really wish they wouldn't have showed so much of the action scenes in the trailers. There is action in this movie, but I just, you just gave away a little too much, just in my opinion. Other than that, the movie's on point. I'm telling you, go check it out. How many popcorns do I give it? I give it 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5 popcorns for Snitch. Opening today. Make sure you check out my blog at iWatchMike.com, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at MikeTheMovieGuy. Peace!